Last night, the Northfield School Board met, and one of their last final meetings before, not quite the final, I think, before the school year starts. Yeah, it's not that far off, but we have Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman, joining us right now. Matt, thank you so much for coming in. It's much appreciated.
Always great to be with you, Jeff.
How's the summer been going? We're just a few weeks away from the start of the school, and all of a sudden, summer's almost over.
I think for most people, it's been an odd summer, right? It's been a good summer, but at times it has seemed like it has been an appropriately slow-paced summer, and other times it seems like it's going faster than you could ever imagine.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that as school approaches, unfortunately, we're seeing an uptick in some of the COVID-19 testing and in the cases and in the hospitals and such, too. The COVID protocols and the health protocols that you operate under were talked about, discussed, and approved last night. Tell us about this.
Correct. So, you know, I want to share that the fact that we had to talk about having any safety measures for this school year is something that, frankly, is really disheartening to myself and to, I think, most people in the school district. We don't want to have to implement additional safety protocols. But unfortunately, we have seen a rise across the country and starting here in Minnesota in terms of a resurgence, another surge in coronavirus cases that our MDH is saying is really fueled by this Delta variant, a more contagious version of COVID-19. Jeff, as recently as probably 10 days ago, I thought we'd be able to go into the school year with probably no required safety protocols, but unfortunately in about the last 10 days that has changed. Now, we want to start with the good news. We're in a far better place than we were last summer, right? When we were talking at this time last summer, you know, we were getting new information all the time, and we were planning for things like a hybrid learning environment and a totally online learning environment and a reduced bus capacity and spacing students 6 feet apart and new lunch procedures. And so we are in a much different and a much better place this year than we were last year. We've learned how to manage the virus within our school and do the best that we can to keep students safe. We've used research and with also the best minds in public health from the CDC and MDH, and we're implementing some safety protocols this fall, but far fewer, in fact, way fewer than what we had last year. I think the key thing, of course, which is we know is the social flashpoint for many people, are face coverings. And so we have a guidance from the American Academy of Pediatrics. We have guidance from the Centers for Disease Control. We have guidance from the Minnesota Department of Health. We had a signed letter of advocacy and support from 28 local physicians and other healthcare professionals, as well as a letter of support from Northfield Hospital and Clinics to move to at least to begin the school year with universal masking. So what that means is that regardless of a person's vaccination status inside a Northfield Public Schools building, people will be expected to wear their masks. And that actually starts tomorrow as we start to see how that the Delta variant is fueling some resurgence here in Rice County. And I think the public health guidance is to get ahead of this so we don't let it get a foothold. I'm really hopeful that this universal masking requirement is something that is short-lived for many of our students. I do want to be transparent. I think it will be a longer safety measure for those students not yet ready to be vaccinated. So we had the guidance from these public health officials and respected local medical experts. We also are looking at we're looking at layers of mitigation. So when we think about in addition to face coverings, you know, we're also looking at the vaccination rates. We know we have a very high percentage of our staff who are vaccinated. We've been using aggregate data from Rice County. We're actually getting some more precise data now, and we estimate a little bit more than half now of our 12 to 17-year-olds are vaccinated, and we'd like to see more of that. So we hope that folks who are listening that they would strongly consider, of course, it's a personal choice, but strongly consider, you know, taking your student to get vaccinated. There's all sorts of places in town that you can do that. So we would like to see that vaccination rate rise. And again, we know that we've had case increases over the last several weeks. So when we look at all of those things together, we think it's important that we do the best that we can to take public health guidance and implement that. I do hope it's short-lived. We will continue to review that, Jeff. We'll look at it regularly, and of course, we'll make any adjustments as needed. The flip side of that, for any parent listening, they know that the real big concern last year was about quarantining. And so when a student was, or anyone was, considered to be a close contact, we've talked about this before, right, where you were within 6 feet of someone who tested positive for COVID-19, you had to quarantine. With universal masking, the new CDC guidance says that if both people, if the person who tested positive and then the other people who would have been considered close contacts around them, if they were all wearing a mask, that's one of the ways that you don't have to quarantine. So the purpose, the overall purpose of the face covering requirement is to ensure uninterrupted in-person learning for our students. And I think when people think about that, they think about sending the whole school or the whole district to distance learning. That was disruptive, but you talk to a lot of families, it was the, I get a call at 10 a.m. and my student, you know, had been a close contact, they need to come home for 10 days. That was even more disruptive than probably anything else, I think, if we talk to our staff, we talk to our students, and we talk to our families. So when we weigh all of those things, the board did make the difficult decision to implement these safety requirements. Since, we're not needing to do physical distancing based upon a research from MIT and some other locations about how the distancing just didn't make as much of a difference as they originally thought. So we have this really, the main safety protocol is wearing a mask indoors. And that's intended, regardless of your vaccination status, to help make sure that we can keep this next surge down and out.
Now, as far as distance learning and learning off the campus, shutting down the campus at some time, you know, that's happened in the past, not expecting that this time, but do you have to plan for that, even if you're not expecting it? Are there some contingency plans in place in case it does get that bad?
So I think, Jeff, our ability to be able to shift if we needed to, which I do not see as a probability, is something that we've learned over the last year. And we do have an all the time online program. As you know, it's a state-approved all-the-time online program called Portage for families who do want an all-the-time online learning experience. We're up to a little bit over 60 students who have enrolled in that. In fact, because we're a state-approved online program, we can now enroll people from other school districts. And so we do have our first enrollees from other school districts to the Northfield schools through the Portage program. So we are prepared to make those shifts. We had done that before the pandemic, if you remember, in terms of experimenting with e-learning days on days that we had to cancel for weather. So our staff is able to shift if needed. We believe these safety protocols are going to be, again, the layers of mitigation. With vaccinations for those who are eligible, this universal indoor face covering requirement. And then we think about the other things that we can do behind the scenes, like making sure that we have the appropriate fresh air mix and quality ventilation, which I'd be happy to talk with you about it at a different time. But putting all of these things in place so that we can, we proved last year, we can have students in school. We had students in school on campus for the vast majority of the school year last year. These steps are intended to make sure that every student can be there every day, and so that they don't have to quarantine, we don't have to worry about that, with the priority being in-person learning for every student.
And these the protocols that you put into place, those are or will be available online if people have some questions.
Absolutely.
About
we'll
that.
Be updating the website today. There's one more piece that I do want to point out, Jeff. We're really excited. Many school districts aren't yet welcoming volunteers back. And as you know, we have a lot of people in Northfield who like to volunteer for the school, so we're excited to be able to welcome volunteers back this fall. But there is one caveat. You know, because we're bringing people in from the outside to work with our students closely, we will ask those people who want to volunteer on a regular basis at the schools, anything that would require a volunteer background check will also require proof of vaccination. So that's another layer of mitigation. We want to welcome people back to volunteer in our schools, and we want to keep both our volunteers and our students as safe as we possibly can. So that is one of the other safety measures that we're taking. If I'm visiting the school, that's different, right? We're not going to require proof of vaccination for that. But if I'm going to be someone who's going to volunteer to the point where I'd require a volunteer background check, then we're going to also ask those folks to demonstrate proof of vaccination.
Superintendent Hillman is with us, and we're talking about last night's board meeting. Let's move on. You had a couple of school improvement plans presented to you from Community Ed and also the Activities Department.
Yes, so we started our continuous improvement plans, and so Director of Community Education Aaron Bailey showed their improvement plan. And what's interesting is, you know, Community Education now operates out of the Northfield Community Education Center, which is a site that hosts several different school programs. So Erin walked through her plans for the year that were across the board, you know, talking about community education, talking about learning kindergarten readiness, and so presenting her plan for the 2021 or 21-22 school year. And so really we're starting to see the real benefit of having all of those early childhood programs and community education under one roof at the Northfield Community Education Center, the former Greenvale Park building. And then for the first time, our student activities department presented a continuous improvement plan. And so the student activities department is a division at the high school, but we know that they have a special place within the district. And so Joel Olson, activities director, wanted to be part of this. He wants to be part of the continuous improvement planning process. So he laid out a number of different pieces looking at making sure that they are going through the why we play component for each sport, determining those purpose statements, looking at how they can change to online ticketing. That's something that they've learned from the pandemic, that online ticketing can be very efficient for people, and they've got a transition plan. They're also looking at how they use survey feedback data from parents and how they're using that to improve each activity, whether it be an athletic program or a non-athletic program, how we can keep improving all of our programs to serve kids and families the best. So these are the first two of our continuous improvement programs or plans, and we are excited to hear those goals from community education and student activities last night.
The superintendent of schools also outlined the superintendent's goals for the 2021-22 school year, which of course would be yourself. Tell us about your goals for the upcoming school year.
So these goals are presented as draft goals. I always bring them to the board, and they give me some feedback, and then we ask them to adopt them at the following meeting. So there's a couple of pieces around really process. As we come out of the pandemic, we're looking at how we can refine a number of processes to set our vision and our goals for the next 5 years. So we started last spring working with staff on developing some goals through a strategic planning process. And as we begin the school year, we're going to be inviting families in and other people from the community to offer us feedback about where do they want to see the school district in 5 years? What are the things that they would like to see the school accomplish over the next 5 years? We're just coming to the end of a five-year strategic plan, and we want to create a new one for what does the community expect from the school, and what do they want to see us be able to show that we have done over the next 5 years. Now, hand-in-hand with that is a funding priority plan. So if you have a strategic plan and you have goals for the next 5 years, any successful organization knows, then you have to align your resources. And we also know that we need to make sure that that is sustainable. We've talked many times, Jeff, about funding from the state and how it is woefully inadequate behind inflation. And so we are looking at a priority plan that will reduce, it will most likely reduce our overall expenditures so that we can make sure that we are using that to keep that plan sustainable for a five-year process. We've been very fortunate to not have to do budget reductions in Northfield very often over the last 15 or so years, but we want to be ahead of it. We want to make sure that we are looking at what our five-year goals are. How are we going to align the financial and human resources that we have to be able to achieve those goals? So we'll be working on that, and we'll present that to the board. It'll be a very inclusive process. It will include lots of people from the community to help give us feedback about how we should align those resources, and we'll do that by the middle of March. We'll continue on our anti-racism work, and then also we're going to be really looking at what people would think of as the curriculum review cycle. It's now called the content instructional review cycle, and we're going to reboot that and present that to the board by mid-December.
Right, Superintendent Hillman. And those will be approved or talked about and approved at the next meeting, theoretically?
That's usually how it happens, yes.
Okay, all right. Superintendent Hillman, once again, is with us. Some of the other things that went on last night, a big thing was, item was the transportation, the bus contract with Benjamin Bus that got approved again last night for the 21-22 school year.
Yes, we are very excited to continue our relationship with Benjamin Bus. We know a local company that has served the community for decades, very high quality of service to the community. So we do have another two-year contract set up. It includes a 4% increase in this coming school year and a 3% increase for the following year. And then there is some opportunities to extend it a couple of more years as part of that contract as well. And so we are very excited to continue to work with Benjamin Bus again. A local business that has been so supportive of the Northfield community and really focuses on making sure that students are safely brought to school on time. And so we thank John and his team out at Benjamin Bus. We're happy to be able to continue this relationship you know, over at least the next 2 years, and we would anticipate more than that.
Well, I imagine the 2021 season was school year was quite a year for Benjamin Buss. I mean, they had to change on the fly a lot and change their rules and keep the buses safe and such. I'm sure they're looking forward to something. I don't know if routine would be a good word for it, but something a little different this year.
You know, that's what we are all hoping to get back mm-hmm. to regular, and we're on that pathway, just not there quite yet.
All right. Superintendent Hillman, anything else from last night's school board meeting or anything else coming up that you'd like to mention while we have you in?
I think that we've gone through enough. I know you've got Tim McNiff coming up, so we Tim's don't want to delay up. Tim.
And you'll have one more meeting at the end of towards the end of August before
yes.
the school year starts. So we'll talk to you at that point again in a couple of weeks. Thank you so much for joining us. Much
you bet, Jeff. Thanks so much. Have
see
a great day here.
Yeah, see you in a couple of weeks. Superintendent Hillman from the Northfield School District.